2 weeks ago, Leslie Dolphin and I and the team went out judging Suffolk Village of the Year 2013. It's not the pitch box village we're looking for, it's a village of the whole community. And the villages involved were Great Barton, Wickham Market and Brantham. And organising the whole event was the Salk, chairman of Salk, is John Williams, who's with me now. Morning, John.
Hello, Rob.
What a great event it was, wasn't it?
I thought it was fantastic. It's the first time I've done it, and it was great. I was just enthused by what goes on.
What is the village here all about?
Well, it is about a village doing... is doing things for itself and encouraging itself, improving itself, hopefully all of the time, and bringing in new ideas.
So what sort of criteria did you give us as judges?
Well, really that, in that, is the community lively? Is it doing various... Is it very engaged? And it is the whole community, because it's from the parish council and community council in some cases and various other organisations within that village. Are they looking after themselves? Are they looking for new ideas for themselves? And are they addressing what is needed within their communities? I think basically
when you start digging around, it's amazing how much goes on in the village, doesn't it?
it does so
much things you would never expect.
Yeah, it's quite true. And I think, and I did wonder about that, because after this visit, it's the same in my own village. I'm on Claydon Parish Council, and we look when we're faced with it, we look to see what we do.
Yep.
But we take it for granted as a rule, because it's there, and over the years it grows up, because we need something, therefore we provide it.
Tell me about the sponsors involved, because obviously sponsorship money is crucial.
It is crucial. The East Anglian Daily Times, Suffolk Magazine and UK Networks, East Anglian obviously and Suffolk Magazine are important, because publicity is very important to us as well about what goes on there. UK Network have sponsored it and continue to do so for some years now, and it's great that they do. I mean, say UK Network provides our lights, keep the lights on, and make sure we go.
We've noticed that being involved in Suffolk Village of the Year certainly motivates those villages even more, doesn't it?
It does. And I think once they realise that there's something to be judged on, what they do, they even improve on, hopefully. And I hope that's what it does and encourages people to improve.
Three villages down to the final, the Brantham, Wickham Market and Great Barton. Let's say good morning to some of them now. Good morning, Great Barton!
Good morning, Rob and John.
Big crowd of you there?
I'll give it... I think we've got half the village here, and the other half are in bed. Some of them are even in pyjamas here.
Oh, fabulous!
Just so early.
Just hold on there. Good morning, Wickham Market.
Good morning, John.
Hello.
Good morning, Rob.
Hello. You got many people there then today, Joe?
Yes, I've got a few people here.
All right, and we say finally good morning to Brantham and Paul Revel. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, John. We're in Bakes and Blossoms this morning, and there's a big crowd here. Hooray!
I am feeling terrible at this. Let's go through the villages one by one as we judge them. Great Barton, Mick Braybrook. Did you enjoy the whole event, Mick?
I did enjoy the whole event. I think it was a useful exercise in bringing the village together, and it brought the groups closer together and improved the community spirit. I think it's something we shall have to do again in sort of a showcase event where we have all the organisations together.
Give me some of the ideas of the things it's done for the community then.
Can you say again?
Give me some idea of what it's done for the community.
It's brought the community together and meant that people that live alone and isolated can work to meet up and give them a social life and a meaning and communicate with their families that often live away. And the event actually brought... Having the groups close together, they could learn from one another and see sort of good practice as to what was good. So I had a good overview of really probably what goes on in the village, but not necessarily all the groups individually doing their own thing, but being together at a showcase event like the Village of the Year, they could see what the other groups were doing and learn from one another.
What makes you most proud of Great Barton?
I think it... I just think it's the wealth of events that go on here, and they're sort of self-propelled, really. Somebody has an idea and decides and fulfills a need, like the luncheon club that's been going for 13 years and serving 70 lunches. or the computer club that could see a need for people to that, you know, needed to know how to use a computer, and just went out and taught them.
Okay, hold on there. Have a quick word with Wickham Market. Joe Jones, good morning.
Good morning.
Was it all worth it?
Oh, it was definitely worth it. Definitely worth it. The competition has meant a great deal to the community, and all the community groups have really, really enjoyed being involved. There's definitely been a real buzz in the village.
I was saying things come up you don't expect. What surprised you about your own village?
Just really the amount of volunteers and people who are willing to give up their own time and just come out and be part of such a great competition. And also, like the environment group, they just wanted to make the village look at its best, and the community groups have just come out wanting to be a part of it, and it's just been great, yeah.
Again, same question, what makes you so most proud of Wickham Market?
I'm proud of Wickham Market because it's got something for everyone, and it's always trying to improve what it's already got there. It's got some of the most supportive volunteers I've ever known there, some wonderful people, and I think it's just a lovely community.
Move now to Brantham. On the river still with the Essex postcode, but Sarah, immensely proud to be Suffolk.
We are immensely proud to be Suffolk, and we're happy to be in the Village of the Year competition. We have some wonderful things here in Brantham. I mean, the community spirit is fantastic. There are so many different groups, from, you know, youth to adult, all the sporting activities, the Good Neighbourhood Scheme, the Scout and Guide group. I mean, where do I begin, where do I end? And what makes this community so special are the people here. I mean, we are so lucky to be in this village, and we are so grateful to be in this competition and hope to win, of course.
All three villages, Paul, have gone to a lot of trouble to enter this Village of the Year competition. A lot of work behind it. But would you recommend other villages to do it?
Very much so. It improves your community. It improves your environment. And that has got to be a plus for everyone. You know, sometimes we look at the difficult times people are suffering. But when you've got community spirit and people work together for each other and help each other, you can't go wrong. It's as simple as that.
And what makes Brantham most proud to be Suffolk, then?
Well, Brantham is so proud to be Suffolk because we are an unusual community in many respects. I mean, we stretch along a mile and a half of a major road in an area of outstanding natural beauty, just surrounded by a beautiful countryside. And the people, as I say, are so important to our community, and they make it so special.
Right, now, the bit I'm not going to enjoy, John, we've got to talk through the three finalists, and we've got a winner here in front of us. For Great Barton, the judges said they were particularly impressed with the variety of organisations in the village, including the Second Chance Stroke Club. Lots of work's been done on the environment in the village, including the woodland areas and walks, with lots of liaison with the primary school who are doing some of the forest school teaching. For Wickham Market, very impressed with Wickham Market Partnership and the newly formed town team who are addressing problems at the town centre. The family carer support group was amazing, and the library's developed wonderfully since taken on by the IPS, and that involves lots of local volunteers. For Brantham, although it's not a chocolate box village, there's huge enthusiasm and community spirit, and the leisure centre forms the centre for much of the village, including over 20 football teams playing every week. And the winner of Suffolk Village of the Year 2013. Oh, I hate this. John, the winner is
Great Barton.
Fantastic.
Barton, are you happy?
I'm ecstatic.
I'll come back to you in a moment. Joe at Wickham Market, I am so sorry. And Paul at Brantham, it was a tough decision.
Thank you, Robert. I'm sure it was. Can I just make a quick word? It was Sarah Keyes who actually spearheaded our application here. She was the driving force. She put in such a fantastic application, and the whole community pulled round and worked very hard to achieve the winning position. Unfortunately, we haven't, and congratulations must go to Great Barton, and thank you all at your end for your support and attendance to us. Okay?
Another gracious note from Joe.
Yeah, the same here. I feel very, very sad that Wickham Market haven't won, obviously, but we've put a great deal of effort in. We've thoroughly enjoyed being part of the competition, and I'd like to say thank you to the judges and to Salk and all the sponsors, because yeah, it's been great to be a part of such a wonderful competition.
Okay, back to Mick in just a moment. It's worth pointing out that three villages really impressed us with their community spirit and enthusiasm. They were very close, particularly the second and third villages, who only had a few points between them. It was touch and go, the second and third, wasn't it?
It really was. I just think that it was an eye-opener to me the first time round, and it was such an eye-opener to see what is going on and the enthusiasm there is. And I just hope that anybody who did not win this time will have another go at it, because this is something to continue with, and hopefully it will encourage others to do the same.
Mick, your acceptance speech, come on.
Well, I just want to say commiserations to Wickham Market, to Brian Hall and Joe Jones and Paul Revel and Trevor Nobbs, who for their entry. I honestly didn't think we had too much of a chance, really. A lot of people were away when you came. We had a wedding on in the village hall, and so it was going to be difficult. I think it's the first time we've entered the Village of the Year competition, or got through to this level anyway. So
party time in Great Barton, is it?
Yes, we're going to open the champagne. What I need just to say is I want to thank the other people who, because although I put this submission in, there was a lot of people who helped me along the way, and they all know who they are for all their encouragement and enthusiasm and good ideas, and I just want to thank them. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today. So thanks so much. And thank you and everybody on the sponsors and Suffolk Radio and everybody else who actually makes this competition possible. So thank you very much.
We just need a big, big cheer again now.
I have to go in because we get feedback.
Okay, we don't care. We want the cheer.
Here we go.
Big cheer.
I think that'll do. I think I'll forgive you for not listening for the rest of the programme. Then you get on your champagne and get absolutely sozzled.
Okay then, thank you very much, Rob.
Great winner, Great Barton. And as I say, John, it's a pity the other two can't win, but they've benefited so much from it.
Well, they have, and I hope they have. Every village is so, and town, they're all so different and have so many challenges, and I think all three of them had actually faced up to them and done so much charitable work to get over them.
And if you're around any of those three villages today, pop in and say congratulations. It's Brantham, Wickham Market and Great Barton, and we're looking for people to enter for next year so that we can start looking. Now, have a word with your parish council, your local council, find out how they can enter, right?
Yeah, that's what we've got to do. And and encourage as many to enter it, because I think entering it does nothing more than improve the community.
And I've got to say a big thank you to my best buddy, Leslie Dolphin, because she and I worked hard, but she slogged her little socks off on this project. Really, really good. Thank you, Leslie, and big, big hug. And congratulations again to Great Barton. We're running behind time now. It's 7:21.